Carter joins us now. Hank, I appreciate the time. How are you this morning?
I'm doing really good. How about you guys?
Great. We've talked about your guys staying healthy as you turn the far turn and starting to head down the last 3 weeks of the regular season. Can you still make that claim? Are you by and large pretty healthy? Or have you been able to get some guys back who had been banged up?
Yeah, I mean, I think for the most part we're pretty happy with our overall team health. We've got some guys that are still dinged up just a little bit, but to be honest, once you've played 6, 7, 8 ball games, you start getting down to that, you're going to have a few guys that are out. And so we've got some guys that get limited in practice here and there. But for the most part, we've got, most of the team that we started with. We do have a couple of kids that were backups that are out, and we haven't gotten them back yet. But, again, got 75 players, and we only have 2 or 3 of them that are really going to be missing considerable time. That's actually pretty good for this time of year.
This is also the time of year, Hank, where I ask you kind of for an update on the progress that you've seen of your JV and sophomore freshman programs and your middle school programs as well, because I know you obviously keep close tabs on the development of those young men as they draw closer to their varsity seasons for you.
Yeah, so that's a great question. It was, we had some storms roll through last week, and so Lake Travis Middle School and Hudson Bend got their game canceled at halftime. So we allowed them to come and play the second half of that ball game on Thursday, and Coach Drinkwater and I went ahead and served as the officials. And so that was pretty cool to watch them. Those teams got to come and play here at Cavalier Stadium and finish up their second half, and Hudson Bend got a win. And then last night I was able to go watch BK Middle School play Dripping Springs with the 7th graders, and we were able to get a win over a really good Dripping Springs team. So the middle schools are doing great. Our freshman and sophomore and JV teams, we're playing a unique schedule, and we've got a lot more teams than most of the folks in the area. So we're playing, it feels like we play Lake Belton and Johnson and some of these newer schools down towards Belverde, kind of like the best 2 out of 3 with all of our sub-varsity.
Wow.
But our kids are getting better. And it's a crazy schedule to keep up with, but we're getting after it.
I love that you kind of outline that for folks who may not realize how challenging it can be for a football program that has multiple sub-varsity teams just to be able to get scheduled. What goes into a process of trying to make sure you can get enough regular game schedule for those guys?
Yeah, it's tough. It's part of the fact that, we have a lot of involvement in football. The first day of football this year, we had 415 kids come out. It's unbelievable. We're down to, probably 380 or so. But we have 6 high school football teams, so 3 freshmen, 2 JV, and a varsity. Most of the teams in our district are playing 1 or 2 freshman teams and 1 JV. And so, for the most part, we're looking for at least 3 sub-varsity games every single week. And we are fortunate in the fact, though, that Austin and San Marcos, Kyle, and San Antonio are growing areas. And so typically what we do is we just go match to school, and we play their only JV. We play their only freshman team with one of our B or C bunches. It's not always a real even match. Those guys are actually usually really, really well coached, and it's some of their more mature, more athletic kids. But it gets us games, and that's great for our kids. We're trying to get as many games in for those guys as we can.
We're visiting with Lake Travis Cavaliers head coach Hank Carter here on Light the Tower on the Horn. Craigway and Snoop Daniel.
Coach, I wanted to shout out Kimberly Kobler because she's doing such a great job helping cover the team. And one guy I really noticed is Griffin Willis, number 99, just a junior. It looked like a beast. Can you tell us a little about him?
Yeah, it's funny. I actually coached Griffin's older brother years ago, and his older brother Ian. And, Griffin started out as a guy that was a tight end, kind of a fullback body type, maybe even a linebacker in middle school. He was a good basketball player. And so I always kept an eye on him. I thought he would be a great candidate for, to be a defensive end, to get bigger and bigger. And all of a sudden, the guy's like 6'2", 275, and is just, really one of the most powerful kids. He'll be one of the most powerful kids to ever come through our program by the time he's done. But, yeah, very pleased with him. Athletic kid, loves it. He's all about football and is really, really smart. And so I've been real pleased with his development so far.
I'm going to guess, Hank, there's another area of your football team you're very pleased with, the development, and that's the key word, development, starting from week one, and that's your special teams. And in specific, if I were just to go to one area, kickoffs, kickoff coverage, things like that. I remember early on at the start of the season, you said it was an area your guys wanted to shore up a little bit. Looks like they've made some big plays covering kicks. You've gotten kicks out of the end zone as well. That I know has been a little bit of a process. You're pleased with what you've seen out of that group?
Yeah, I am. I'm really proud of that bunch. And Coach Kevin Hoffman is our special teams coordinator. He probably lost some hair and gained some gray hair from starting out without any kickers or really punters with any experience. And so that's a challenge. And so really, to be honest with you, he's done a great job putting those units together. And we have. We've seen them get better and better every week. So that's a testament to the work and planning that he's done. And, you know, the other assistants help out with that. But really, Kevin is the guy that spearheads our special teams. And the kids have bought in. They understand what we're trying to get accomplished. And again, Coach Hoffman's had great plans week in, week out.
Hank, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, because we haven't really asked you that much other than a time or two, because it's been one of those obvious things, but Derek Johnson's development and what he's been able to give you at such a young age to do the things he's done.
Yeah, he's just been incredible. We've asked him to do pretty much everything except for maybe work on Coach Drinkwater's car, but he could probably do that too. He plays offense, he plays defense, he catches the ball. He's a very physical blocker. He's made he scored multiple touchdowns on defense. You know, he's a very, very explosive kid and powerful all at the same time. And so I know that he is, I'm sure, one of the guys that is relieved that it's not so hot outside, because when you're playing as many snaps as he does, when it was 95 degrees, that was a lot bigger challenge. And I'm just excited for him. You won't meet a better kid, a more humble kid. And I've said this to anybody that'll listen: if my kids turn out to be half the person that DJ is, then I'll have done a great job along with my wife. So couldn't say enough good things about him, and he's made a ton of plays for us.
Coach, I want to ask you one more question about a player that I don't know a lot about, and I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but the players seem to love him. Number 75, Adrian.
Yes. So we call him Big Mo. We
okay,
can't
yes.
pronounce either of his names either, but it's Zomo Aradakai. And, you know, Big Mo came to us. He moved here in between middle school and high school from the Houston area, and we really just fell in love with the kid. He's a super outgoing guy. And without a helmet on, he's probably the nicest, most friendliest kid in the world. And then he puts a helmet on, and he's just a nasty football player. He is. He's got a chance to be one of the best offensive linemen to come through this place. He's got really good feet and super intelligent kid, and just gets it and plays hard and is nasty. And so we are very, very pleased with him, and just look forward to him just getting bigger and stronger and better and better.
Visiting with Hank Carter, head coach of the Lake Travis Cavaliers, here on Light the Tower. Okay, here's another one of those district showdowns, and the way that your program has played at such a high level over the past decade plus, and the way that Westlake has played, you guys have kind of separated yourself. Yet there are, and we've talked about this, other contenders, other teams that contend for playoff spots, other teams that'll test your program, and I know you feel that way about Coach Abel's program over at Bowie as you get ready to take on the Bulldogs this week. What does Bowie look like to you when you look at them on film?
No, I think they're a really, really good football team. I know that they're extremely well coached. Their kids are always gritty and play tough. They play nasty. They play hard. Last year, they were very thin on the offensive line, and so that wasn't a typical Bowie offense from what we had been accustomed to seeing. I think that they look like they've shored that up. They're missing their starting quarterback, but their backup has come in and played really well. They've got, some skill kids back from a year ago. Certainly the running back has had a lot of success. And defensively, they run a three down and they blitz from every angle you could possibly do. So it puts a lot of pressure on the offense. And so, yeah, I think they look like a dang good football team, a dangerous team that we're going to have to be ready to play. And, our kids understand that Bowie always does a great job. We always have a good football team over there, and that we've got to be ready to go.
And always, things are always a little bit different when you're on the road as opposed to playing a home game, even though it isn't that far away to get on the bus and go over there. It's always a different mindset, isn't it, when you get away from Cavalier Stadium?
Yeah, we get on the Yellow Dogs and make the short trip over. We love playing over at Burger. I think it's a really cool stadium. Won't have any issues. We sold out our home side, and I think we sold another 1,000 tickets on the Del Valle side last week for ours. So there'll be plenty of room for our fans. Won't have to worry about any of that. But it's going and playing on the road, going over and playing in their backyard is to be a good test for us.
All right. Hey, Hank, I appreciate the time as always. Thanks for joining us. Best of luck on Friday night.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
All right. That's Hank Carter, head coach of the Lake Travis Cavaliers. They play Bowie over at Burger on Friday night. You can hear the Lake Travis broadcast of it right here on the Horn. Mark Honig, Bucky Godbolt, Stu Myrick, and that will come your way. Obviously, Snoop gets his start with Flex ATX, and Snoop will actually start on 101.9 and AM 1260 at 6 o'clock in the evening because of the Vandegrift 7 o'clock kick. Vandy, by the way, will play Westwood this week, and that game for Vandegrift will be at Monroe Stadium. So Flex ATX begins at 6 o'clock on 101.9 and AM 1260. How are you liking that, by the way, Snoop? You liking that the early start for the primarily Vandegrift audience, starting it off at 6 o'clock, and then everybody else joining the party at 6:30?
Yeah, now that ACL Fest is over, 6 o'clock is it works a lot easier. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's on 101.9 and 1260 at 6, and then at 6:30 with the full hour pregame. Because remember, Vandegrift is at 7, so that the Viper fans get the full Snoop treatment, the full Flex ATL.